Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Hamocher peros lechavero, velo tzimchu. Somebody who sells fruit, in this case it really refers to the seeds of fruit. He sells seeds to his friend, velo tzimchu, and they don't, he plants them, and they don't sprout. Vafilu zera pishtan. Even if it's zera pishtan, flaxseed, which most people don't eat, most people use to grow pishtan with, still, eino chayev b'achriyusan, the seller is not liable for the fact that it didn't grow. The reason he's not liable is because the seller can say to the buyer, I sold it to you for the purposes of eating it, not for the purposes of planting it. Now, even though, especially in the case of zera pishtan, of flaxseed, the majority of people purchase it for the purposes of planting, not for the purposes of eating. Despite that, the seller is still not liable for the fact that it didn't grow, and that's because of a principle of ein holchin b'mamon achar harov, that when it comes to issues of money between two people, we don't follow the majority. Now, however, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says that zer one gina she'ena necholin, if you have garden seeds that are not eaten, meaning no one eats them, then your chayev b'achriyusan, then the seller would be liable if they do not sprout, because there isn't even a minority that eats them. The question about this Mishnah is, what's the position of the Tana Kama? The Tana Kama must agree with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, since nobody eats them, that the seller is liable for the fact that they didn't sprout. He agrees to that. However, the only difference between them is that the Tana Kama maintains that the seller only has to pay for the actual seed itself that didn't grow, while Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says he's liable for all of the work that the person went into planting it, etc. This is how the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos explains the difference between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the Gemara has a different approach. The Gemara says that actually this entire Mishnah represents the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and their actual words that should be inserted into the Mishnah, that the Mishnah should read, HaMocher peros lechaver v'lo tzimchu, if somebody sells these peros or these seeds to his friend and they don't sprout, v'afilu zera pishtan, even zera pishtan, eino chayev b'achriyusan, they are not liable. Avos they're only ginish in an echolim chayiv b'chuyusan, but the seeds of a garden that are not eaten by anyone, that you're liable for. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This all, up until this point, is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, including the first statement about zera pishtan. Shahayir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel used to say, zera one ginish in an echolim chayiv b'chuyusan. That zera one gina, they're not eaten, that the mocher is liable for, unlike ones that are eaten by some people.